It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Willow Smith was on Red Table Talk, her mom's show, on Facebook yesterday when she addressed she might be in a polyamorous throuple one day because she loves men and women equally.
If your intention is to just have sex all the time with whoever you want, that just doesn't sit well with me. That's not aligned with my purpose.
Right.
So I really couldn't see myself in a quadruple. I mean, anything could happen, but male and female, that's all I need.
Okay, I can't keep up with all the terms. I don't understand.
So
I don't understand all these terms. Am I the only one? Am I just like totally not with it?
I don't know.
You can't even say it. Neither can I. That's my point. Why can't these be easier? Polaroid? What?
Polyamorous.
Okay. Sure.
I think that just means like a three people in a couple.
Then that's a threesome.
Well, no, but they're dating. It's not just the sexual activity. It's like going to the movies together, like all three holding hands.
I've never with my friends lived the web girl said, man, let's go on a, what is it again? What's the word?
Polyamory.
Hey, guys, you want to go do a polyamorous movie time?
No, but it's like, it'd be like if you there was another Lindsay. If like there were three of you living in a house together.
I'm good with one, Lindsay. I don't think I can handle another.
Well, then you just can't handle it.
I obviously not.
Okay, Chrissy Teigen was on Jimmy Fallon when she was describing how different her two kids are.
She's at this age where she talks so much and everything's a debate and everything is a whole conversation, which John and I love because Miles is awesome. He's the best, sweetest baby. Like the only thing he says is, yeah. He just goes, yeah, to everything, yeah. And then Luna's first word was no, but she also, which is so perfect for them, because Luna is me and Miles is John. But it's amazing to see the way she debates, and it's incredible.
I think they are so cute. She was also talking about how she thought the voice could be more interesting.
I think they should already be facing the people, and then they hit the button to turn around.
Honestly, I kind of like that idea. It'd be a nice little spinoff right there. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's a big no for me.
Yes, I know. I do, too. The pettiness is goals.
Now, real quick, I don't want to like completely stop your garbage, but we got Victoria on the line. Victoria, what are you calling in for? What's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
I wanted to teach you a little bit about polyamorous relationships.
Polyamorous.
Okay. And by the way, Porkchop has, I believe, the official way to say it.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous. Okay. Explain it to us real quick during the garbage.
So basically, it's just multiple people who date multiple people at once. It's more than like a threesome. It's more than just like doing the do. It's all of it.
So I couldn't be like, yo, Porkchop, Liv, you guys want to go
polyamorous
and go see a movie? That wouldn't work?
No, I don't think it's a verb. You're using it as a verb.
No, that's why I'm asking. All right, Victoria, thanks for the clarification. I'm glad somebody knows what they're talking about.
Because
we certainly don't.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, I get it. All right, sorry. Continue, Liv.
Dr. Phil accidentally revealed the wedding date of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's wedding.
You idiot!
I know. The Game of Thrones star posted an adorable photo a couple days ago of her kissing Joe Jonas while they were in front of the Eiffel Tower. And Dr. Phil commented on the photo and said, easy now, 1 week to go. Ha, see you at the wedding.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Dr. Phil's no dummy.
I know. But also, like, you just don't know how well he knows how to use social media.
He feels like your grandpa's up there like, oh,
okay.
See you in 1 week.
Yeah, I'm going to read what he said one more time. Easy now, ! 1 week to go. Ha, ! See you at the wedding. That is like a straight text you get from your mom and dad.
To be fair, that's kind of how I do social media too.
I know, and I'm just saying it's not right.
Okay.
Tom Holland is currently doing a press tour for his new Spider-Man movie, and he pointed out some irony while on Stephen Colbert.
It was interesting. The first film was called Spider-Man Homecoming, and we shot it thousands of miles away from my home. And this film's called Spider-Man Far From Home, and I shot it like 20 minutes from my parents' house.
That is some irony.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.